name of the one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is all rather anticlimactic. Observing a fourth Sunday of Advent, and Christmas is, for all intents and purposes, already here. And yet, before we finish our Advent journey to Bethlehem, even as the manger is in sight, the church has us stop our march. Before you gaze into the manger and look upon the Son of God, we are told, first gaze upon his Virgin Mother. Now, why is it that every year on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we in the lectionary have readings about the Blessed Virgin Mary? I recall once seeing a television program a while back showing various pieces of art being x-rayed or MRI'd or something to see what lay behind the image on the canvas. Mistakes, corrections, paint overs, and the like. And one of the paintings subjected to the x-ray scrutiny was a 17th century portrait of the baby Jesus in the manger, adored by a flutter of cherubs. But when the painting was subjected to testing, it turned out that the face of Christ had, for some reason, been painted over at a later date by a less talented artist. And in the x-rays, one could clearly see a more sublime face of Christ that had been painted over by a simpering 10th-rate substitute. Now, for many, the Christ child in the gilded frame of Christmas will be a 10th-rate substitute. Instead of seeing Emmanuel, who is God with us, many will only see a baby. Instead of seeing the living God in the flesh, many will see only a lifeless picture of an event that happened a long time ago in a place far away. And instead of having a relationship with the God made man, many will have only sentimental feelings. And that is why, on the fourth Sunday of Advent every year, the church has us look on the mother of Jesus Christ, true God and true man, because Mary presents us with penetrating insight, x-ray insight, if you will, that will allow us to see the real Christ, and not a cheap, garish, vulgar counterfeit. The first thing that Our Lady teaches us is that seeing the true Jesus does not depend upon our circumstances. Just ask her. God will come in the unlikeliest of places. A hole in the hillside, for instance, a shelter for animals, will be the birthplace of the Savior of the world. And as wives do, I can just hear her saying to Joseph, consoling him, as he flashed his pale lantern around the stable, why, it's just what we need. Privacy and quiet, and it's snug against the weather. You know, when Christmas comes, your circumstances might not be what you want them to be. Money may be tighter than it was last year. Someone you love may have died since last Christmas. You may be alone, separated from your family. Christmas may have bad memories for you. But as we leave Advent, Our Lady reminds us that discovering her Son, the true Christ, will not be a matter of having perfect circumstances, where we find God in unfitting and unlikely places, even in despair and absence and doubt. And if God will come to dwell in a stable, surely he will come to dwell with you. The second thing that the Virgin teaches us is that her Son has to be seen through the eyes of, if you'll pardon a dirty word, humility. And humility, from the Latin humus, meaning ground, is nothing more than being grounded in the truth about ourselves and an acknowledgement of that truth. And what is the truth that we must acknowledge? Namely, that we are separated from God, that we are sinful people, and we are desperately in need of a Savior. Jesus teaches us that whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And if you want proof of that, just think of all those big and swaggering cities in Judea with their armies, their wealth, and their shelves of learning. At Christmas, God walks around all of them to be born in Bethlehem. Think of Rome, the center of the world where Caesar snores in a golden palace. And when Emmanuel comes down the silver stairway of the stars, he will not be born there, but in a stable. His companions will not be the pompous people, but rather dumb cattle and not much brighter peasants. Think of Mary, the humble girl from Galilee, the teenager that God the Father chose to be the mother of God incarnate. So when Christmas comes in a couple of days, will I be more like those proud cities or more like humble Mary? Do I acknowledge my unworthiness in God's sight? God is the creator. I am his creature. God is life. I am nothing but dust and ashes. I need a Savior. And thank God, my Savior comes. So as we leave Advent and prepare to enter the manger, Mary reminds us that to see the real Jesus, the true Christ, we have to acknowledge that we are not as God would have us to be, that we need a Savior. To enter the stable, we have to stoop. And unless we are humble, we won't make it through the door. Finally, Mary teaches us that to see the real Jesus, we have to enter the stable in silence. If you're anything like me, right now you are stressed out. Your mind is racing with countless little details, 1,000 voices shouting like the revelers at the inn. And perhaps, too, your home is a riot of clatter and noise. But remember, it's still Advent. So let us be peaceful and quiet and watchful. The stable tableau at Bethlehem is one of complete silence. In the scriptural record, no one says a single word. The infant, of course, does not speak, and Mary will say nothing. Only her heart will beat faster as she adores. So Our Lady reminds us that to see the real Jesus, the true Christ, we need to be calm and quiet. On Christmas Eve, don't leave for Mass at the last minute. Don't overindulge in food and drink. Let the stable of your heart be hushed and holy with speechless wonder. So we honor the mother of the God-made man, Jesus Christ, on this last Sunday of Advent. even as we are on the brink of Christmas, because she teaches us the way to see the real Jesus. She gives us insight that if we acknowledge our need for a Savior, if we're quiet and watchful, Emmanuel will come into our world, whatever our circumstance. Do we need to listen to what Our Lady is telling us? Are these final few hours of Advent really necessary? Yes. For Jesus may have been born 1,000 times, but if he is not born in our hearts, it will be as if he had not been born at all. In the words of the Nicene Creed, let us stand and affirm our faith in the God made man. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.